Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, our next guest is truly one of those amazing Pet World Insiders, and we're so blessed to have her back on the show. She's really got a lot of great information, great tips. You've seen her on vetstreet.com. She is really there doing what she does best, and that is informing all of us pet parents with great tips. I want to welcome to the show Mikkel Becker. Mikkel, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Always so much great information that you have. We've got some great questions from some of our listeners and viewers. Want to jump right into it. And this first one, I think every pet parent can associate with, and that is, my pets hate the veterinary office. How do I help them relax before a veterinary visit?
Well, this is a really big issue, and they've done studies, and they found about 80% of dogs and cats are fearful at the veterinary office. And this was a study done by Bayer Animal Health. And working as a trainer in the veterinary office, I would say that a lot of times it's even more than that, because there are lots of subtle signs of stress that we don't even notice. And so for some dogs, it's, you know, they are panting, they're really nervous. You'll put them up on the table, and all of a sudden it looks like they blew their entire coat out. And so it's the whole table that was clean is completely hairy when you take them off. And other dogs are cowering. Sometimes other signs of stress we don't really recognize is, you know, our dog looks tired, so they're doing like the yawning, or they're moving their eyes really slowly. For other dogs, when they get nervous, they're becoming really hyperactive, and so they may do spinning around or the jumping up and things like that. And so it really depends on the dog, really, what their sign of anxiety is. And then for cats, a lot of times what you see is, you know, the cat is really anxious. A lot of times they're hiding at the very back of their carrier. They don't want to come out. A lot of times fearful cats are aggressive cats, and that's a lot of times why aggression happens with felines in the veterinary hospital. And so it's a really big problem, and it's really stressful for the pet parent, because for a lot of pet parents, they know the stress that it puts on their pet to go to the vet office. And I was just working last week in a veterinary office, and one of the owners said, you know, I haven't taken my dog to the vet in 2 years because I know how much my dog hates going into the veterinary office, and it stresses her out. And I told my dog yesterday she's going into the vet office, and my dog has been in a panic all day. And so who knows how much of that is partially her idea of what her dog is feeling. But a lot of times our pets definitely will pick up indications of what's going to happen next. So if it's the car ride or, you know, the kennel, things like that. But the great news is that we can actually make it a pleasurable experience for our pets going into the veterinary hospital. So for my own pugs or for my parents' dogs, the veterinary hospital is a fun place to be. And there are several reasons why this has happened. The first thing is you really want to make frequent friendly visits to the veterinary hospital, so that not every time that your pet is going to the veterinary hospital are they having some procedure done. And starting this in kittenhood and puppyhood, where they get to go in, get a really great reward, such as a stuffed Kong, they get a treat from the receptionist, and then they go back out. Or you may even want to take your pet in, weigh them every once in a while. One of the tips with putting them on a scale is actually putting a towel or putting some type of mat on there before you weigh them, so it's less slippery, because a lot of times when they're slipping around on the scale or on the floor, that's what's frightening to a lot of pets.
Sure.
And then you're using rewards while they're on the scale. And then if you're taking your cat in, one of the things that really is helpful for the veterinarian is having a carrier that you can just unscrew on the top, so you can actually take the top off of the carrier. That's super
right.
Helpful. So rather than having to pull the cat out, the veterinarian can actually examine the cat while they are still in the kennel. And the other thing you want to do is even take a towel to drape over the top of the carrier. Because for cats, it's really stressful when they come into the veterinary office and they see the sights of other dogs. So if you can have a towel over the top, that's also really calming for them. And they also have feline pheromones of Feel Away and Adaptil for dogs. And these are very calming for them as well. So you can spritz these in the carrier or in the car 15 minutes before you leave. And that's really helpful as well. And one of the things I even do in puppy class is I teach people how to pill their dogs just starting in puppyhood. So one of the ways you can do it is doing the opening of the mouth like you're going to pill your pet, but actually giving them a treat. And so that's usually one of the things that people have problems with, especially with cats, is the pilling process. So the more that your animal is used to it and they always get a great treat. And one of the things, one of the tricks of the trade that I've learned from my dad, who's a veterinarian, is first of all, when you are giving the pet a pill, you want to give them the promise. So that is the first treat. And then the second one is you want to give them, like, the Greenies pill pocket with the actual pill on the inside as the middle one. And right after, you want to follow with another treat. So, and that's really helpful for the especially picky pet.
Now, let me ask you, one of the other questions we get in frequently is, my dog hates nail trims. How can I help them relax?
So this is a big one. I have not met very many dogs that have had the training to actually enjoy nail trims. And one of the really one of the things I find kind of sad is that a lot of times people have such difficulty with their dog or cat with nail trims that they just send them right off to the veterinary office or they send them to the groomer. And the problem is, if you don't train your dog or your cat to enjoy nail trims, they still are going to have that fear at the veterinary office or at the groomers unless that professional is working on desensitizing and counter-conditioning your pet, so helping train them. But a lot of times it's, you know, an efficient process and it's done really fast, and, you know, the pet still may be in this extreme state of fear. And I was actually just talking with Dr. Sophia Yen last week on cat nail trims, and she was saying how she had an elderly client who had someone come into their house to do the nail trims because their cat was so afraid of these. And anyways, it didn't go so well. It caused more fear in the cat. And from that point on, the cat was extremely aggressive to strangers and wasn't able to be kept anymore. And so, you know, you may think it's just a nail trim, but it can go a lot further, and it can create anxiety and fear and even aggression in other situations. And it causes a big handling problem. And so even if you aren't doing a nail trim, dogs can become, and cats can become, really sensitive to their paws being touched. So for that reason, what you want to do is you want to give them a better association with the clipper. So one of the things I do is I actually teach the dog or the cat to target the clipper. So you bring out the clippers, and then all of a sudden you give them really, really great rewards. So you just start at first with just the sight of the clippers, great rewards, then you put the clippers back and all the treats go away. And pretty soon what you can do is actually have the dogs or the cats start to move closer to the clippers. And a lot of times they do that naturally, and you mark it as soon as they start to move towards it with a good or a yes, and then give them treats right by the clippers. So that way they just already are starting to have this great association with it. And then the next thing is you want to start in an area further away from their paws, because usually their paws and their lower leg is where they're really sensitive. So start up higher on the leg. And what you want to do is give them a cue that lets them know what's going to happen. Because if you take the surprise out of it and you tell the pet, when I say paw, I always touch your leg or your paw right after, that helps take out that worry of what's going to come next. So you can say paw and then reach and just touch the very top of their leg or somewhere where they aren't afraid yet. And once they are starting to have a positive association with that and you can tell that they're expecting a reward right after, then you can start moving further and further down towards the actual paw area. And one of the other things I do with dogs is I start to touch their paws and their toenails after I say paw. And I do it with a different type of object. So you can do it with like a straw, a ballpoint pen, or even the handle of the clippers. And after you start touching the toenails, always giving them a reward right after. So that way they start to think, huh, nail trims aren't that bad, because good things happen. And it's really important to break up the different pieces of the nail trim. So even sometimes dogs or cats are afraid of the sound of the clippers. So one of the things that you can do is even just move the clippers to make the noise and then pair that with a reward. And what you want to have with your dog or cat is have them in a position that they're comfortable in. So whether it's laying on the floor with my pugs that are small dogs, it's really easy for them because they've been trained to just lie on their back. So whatever position your pet is comfortable in, go ahead and try and clip them there. And if they're lying on the couch, they're going to probably be a lot more comfortable than they would be if you're setting them up on a table or something like that. So you want them to be comfortable. And only once you put together all those pieces and the dog or cat is staying relaxed do you want to try and do any type of trimming and just the very, very end of one nail and then reward and then stop for the day rather than trying to do everything all at once. And if you do this, you're going to save yourself a lifetime of heartache and you're going to save your pet a lifetime of fear by just doing it the right way from the very beginning.
Great stuff there, Mikkel. And I would remind everybody, remember, your pets feed off of your energy. So if you're going in this with a, you know, cautious, uptight attitude, that's what you're going to get from your pets as well. Mikkel, thank you so much for sharing those answers with us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.